most gracious, merciful, and ever-living Father. We thank you very much, Lord, our God, for this grand opportunity you have given to us to gather your mouth in this evening for this little priority. Thank you for your wonderful mercy and your grace and your cares and protections over us since we left here on Sunday. With the abundance of your blessings upon our life. Thank you for prospering our ways and our place of work and businesses, the students to their schools. We thank you for answers to prayers. Lord, we appreciate you for the daughter that you brought back home safely. Thank you for joining us. Blessed be your wonderful name, Lord. We have come to your presence. May you meet with us, O Lord, at the point of our knees. Lord, may you help each one of us, Lord, both the preacher and those that are preached unto you. May you sanctify us, all of us together, and bless us all together, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Father, we pray to you, Lord, our God. May the blood of Jesus Christ stand for each and every one of us, Lord. May there be no sin anywhere, Lord, that we hinder the blessing that you have in store for us. Father, may you frustrate every wicked plan of the enemy. We bring every evil spirit under captivity of the power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have your way, Lord. Take over our minds and our hearts, Lord. Take over our whole being, Lord. Deliver us from every form of distractions, whatever it may be. May we not be absent-minded, Lord. Have your way, Father. Bless your people across the nation, wherever they are gathered. Be with our brother that has gone to Bakakari. Those who are still there on their way, may you receive their food and down safely. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the instrument users. Thank you for the officers and everyone at the post of duty. We give thanks unto you, Lord. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint us all. Help us, our Father. Have mercy upon the sick and the afflicted. May you set the captives free. May you break every power of darkness. Thank you, dear Master. May you baptize those with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Those who are going to listen online, may they be partakers of the blessing. Thank you, our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with faith and with thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome ourselves to church this evening. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shall we please turn our scriptures to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Read from verses 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Whereas God will be more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we must have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entered into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an entry forever after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. The Lord bless his word, his image of our heart. Shall we do this? Once again, welcome ourselves to church this evening. In the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We just have a short time before us this evening. And just a little review of what we said the upper Sunday. Just to remind ourselves that the prophet made us to know that God gave this covenant. The title of our sermon is "He Swore by Himself." Yeah, thank you. Please let us listen attentively. That God gave this, God gave Abraham the covenant because God Himself chose Abraham and elected him before the foundation of the world. And God said, before Abraham was ever born, just like you and I, on this earth, God knew all about him and knew what you would do. That's why the prophet made us to know. Among all the people that came out of the land of Kadia, from the city of Ur, Abraham's father, his junior ones, and the rest of them, you don't know how many. But the prophet said, God knew that when he will call Abraham, Abraham will respond. And that's why the Lord made us to know in Genesis 6, chapter 12, verse 1 says, and God had called Abraham. And now the Lord is now telling you and me that this covenant was not made to Abraham, but to Abraham and his seed after him. Not only to Abraham, but to Abraham and his seed. When as yet he had no children. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the prophet took us back to the covenant that he made with Father Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, between verses 15 and 18. When in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 22, God spoke to Abraham from heaven, Abraham, here am I. Take thy son, thy only son, whom you love, and go and sacrifice him unto me on the mountain which I'm going to show you. And Abraham left with his servants and Isaac. He couldn't tell Sarah because there was going to be kata-kata if he told Sarah. He only told her, myself and this lad, we are going up to sacrifice. Then we'll come back. And when they got to a 3 day journey, and he looked afar off, and he saw the mountain, and he told his servants to stay here. I and the lamb, we are going up yonder to sacrifice, and then we'll come back again unto you. And the man asked, how is he going to do it? When he knew he was going to sacrifice this child, but he had one thing in mind, that he received him as a figure, and that God was able to raise him up back to life, and that he must have sacrificed him unto the Almighty God. When they were going, Isaac became suspicious. Carried the wool, the Baba was carrying the knife and the fire to make the bottle. My father, here am I, my son. Here is the wool. This is the knife. This is fire. But where is the lamb for sacrifice? And he answered him, God himself
will provide himself a lamb for sacrifice. And the Bible said they both went together. So when they go to the place now, he gathered stones. He had there. Remember in the wilderness, far away from civilization. And he gathered the stones, he made an altar. And he spoke to Isaac. My son, 25 years, we waited for you as a promised son to come from God. Now, 2-3 days ago, Jehovah that gave you unto us told me I should come and sacrifice you here unto him. Amen. He knew that God was able, or God cannot say anything that he was not able to do. So while he bound Isaac and he spoke to him, Isaac surrendered himself. Remember, Isaac tied our Lord Jesus Christ. Because it was Jesus Christ who said upon the cross upon which he was crucified. So he surrendered himself and he bound him hand and foot and laid him down on the altar. Oh, like our brother said one time, this man now was 150 years old, and this was a boy of 15 years. And your wife used to say, it's not easy to die. I think it was me. You were big race. But remember, he received as a vehicle. He surrendered himself. Just like another said, surrendered himself unto God for your sake and for my sake. And when he led him and took the knife to put it on the neck of his son, God held his hand and called again out from heaven, Abraham, do this lack no harm. I know that you love me, and you are not withheld your son, thy only son, from me. And then God spoke in that Genesis chapter 22, because you have done this, I swear by myself that in blessing, I will be blessing. In multiplying, I will multiply thy seed. Amen. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Now listen to the prophet here. God swore it by himself. Hallelujah. If that don't make a fellow feel like holding me, hallelujah, the eyes were dead. God said, Abraham, because you have done this, not what somebody else will do. God foreknew and knew all that Abraham would do. He knew Abraham will obey him. In that trying time, oh man. Remember we read here, after he had endured, he remembered the promise. But because you have done this, by faith, you walk and I have honored that thing there. Not honor work anymore. I will honor faith. Amen. And because you have done this without knowing what will be the outcome, I have saved you. I will save your seed. I will take an oath by myself. Amen. And your seed shall possess the gate of its enemies. That settles it for me. Amen. And that's why the prophet is assuring you and me by the grace of God, by the inspiration and revelation of the Holy Ghost, we are holding to a firm foundation as saints of the Most High God, purchased of the blood of Jesus Christ. Remember, Isaac was the physical promised seed. But the real seed was the seed of faith. Abraham, the living God, from the depth of his heart, what Jehovah God has spoken. And through Isaac, Christ came. And he promised to bless the whole earth, to be father of all nations, was not through Isaac. It was through our Lord Jesus Christ. God help us, church. That is why the Bible assured us in this sermon here. He said, when demon comes, trial comes, even when death is there, come. Whatever it is, he said, it's just losing its place. Just melt away like a snow and the sunshine. There is something about that. May God help us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Paragraph 94. God says, if our foundation is firm and sure in Jesus Christ, then, brother, there is nothing can shake you. Trying times, hard times, difficult times, temptation times, nothing can shake you. We need to get the revelation. God help us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Paragraph 95. And he said, after he had endured, he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Amen. You may say, to you and me now, can you do the same thing this morning when the priest is coming? When you are faced with trying time, when people make mockery of you, trying to stand your ground for the Lord Jesus Christ, to take your stand for the word of the living God, do you remember that there is no compromise on the part of a true Christian? No compromise on the part of a true Christian. Can you set your faith and say, it is God said the Lord? Can you? And no matter what comes or what goes, whether today is easy, tomorrow is hard, the next day they are teasing you, the next day they are making fun of you, the next day they say, I'm crazy. I endure. Amen. And then the prophet assured us, said, it was not before he endured that he obtained the promise. It was after he endured. That is what God is expecting from you and me. Trying times, hard times, people making mockery. God help us. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paragraph 100. No matter how hard it comes, what it looks like, what anybody says, I want to, with patience, not fretting. Amen? Person can't have patience and fretting all the time. You just get to set yourself right straight there. And walk right on. No matter what takes place, move right on. Hallelujah. Then he made us know that faith is unconscious. Mama says, you have faith, you don't know you have faith. He said, our Lord Jesus Christ. He made us to know that He was unconscious of fear. Amen. Cannabis, he was unconscious of even danger. Said, look at him when he was on the stormy sea. And the devil said that gathered 10,000 demons. I said, was going to sink the boat. Oh my. And the disciples were struggling here and there. In the stormy sea, now he's sleeping. Yeah, I'm going to get rid of me. Oh, we have a strong word of prophecy. May God help us. In the midst of strong wind, he was fast asleep. But because his master got the wind, amen. Somebody remember that, the master, the captain, is in the ship with us. And they went and wake him up. Master, carry the one that we perish. Perish more. The war is, let us enter into the ship and go to the other side. Nothing was going to stand on their way. And nothing can stand on your way today. May God help us, church. He said, remember, when he got to the grave of Lazarus, he wasn't shaking at all. He was not bothered at all. Whether Lazarus was going to raise or not, he was not going to raise. Remember, he knew that whatever he said was going to come to pass. Because he was ordained to fulfill every scripture. So nothing will stand before our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the prophet made us to know. Death knew his master. Corruption knew his master. Thank you. Amen. Corruption knew his master. So he shook himself. He only prayed a simple prayer. Father, I know that you have already had me. But for the sake of these people around me, he just said, Lazarus, come forth. And that person that was 4 days away, his soul was all away 4 days. His soul came back into him. And he took up. He got up. Remember, he could not have got up if he didn't tell Martha to remove the cover. Oh, Martha, he has been sleeping. This is the 4th day. It's because of the devil. Have I not told you? If you can only believe, you shall see the glory of God. And when Martha obeyed, and Jesus told Martha, Lazarus, come forth. So corruption knew his master. And he got up. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was simply unconscious of fear or anything around him. And that's what the prophet said. You are here to fulfill it too. Just walk unconscious of fear. Amen. God help you and me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then coming down to the scripture now, when God made this promise to Father Abraham, the prophet said that it would have been possible when God spoke that he was going to bless him with that seed. That it would have been possible for God to just give it into the hands of Abraham. They had to wait, trying time. And when he was asked to double up, to go and sacrifice that only begotten son, he did not hesitate. God help us. Praise be to God. Amen and amen. And in the in paragraph 105 here, the Bible spoke about in this verse 16. Let me read verse 16 here. For men verily swear by the creator, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Praise the Lord. And if you go to Exodus chapter 22, verses 10 and 11, that if a man give his neighbor a sheep or an ass or whatever to keep, if he thinks God lost, or it was hot, or he died, or somebody drove it away, and the man now come, I did not lay my hand upon my neighbor's goods. And the prophet, the Bible says that whatever oath that both of them made is set to see, because that oath is for the law. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we can call it peace. Praise God. Alright. Verse 11. Then shall an oath of the Lord, Ibuna Olua, be between them both, that he had not put his hand onto his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good. And that's what Apostle Paul was referring to in this verse 16 of Hebrews. Yeah? Our time is up. Yeah, we play a little. In this Hebrew chapter 6, yeah, that men, very late, no, made an oath, is no. Men swear by the oath, by the greater. And the oath, let me read exactly this chapter because the way it is here. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. We are in gold, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirm it by an oath. Immutable means something that cannot change. Are you getting something? God can never change. God never remain the same. Verse 17 says, We are in God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirming by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Two immutable things. Number one, God can never lie. Heaven, earth will pass away. All things will pass away. Amen. We might have a strong consolation. In other words, we might have an encouragement, a strong encouragement who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. God promised to save Abraham and his seed after him. So God can never fail. No matter what, it's already seen in the kingdom of heaven that God is going to send his seed, God, Abraham, and his seed after him. And the same faith of God that he deposited into Abraham, the same faith he gives the seed of Abraham after him. Because by the supernatural calling of Abraham, the same way he called his seed after him, the same faith that God gave to Abraham to believe him in every situation, the same faith he gives to the seed of Abraham. So Abraham's seed cannot fail. Because God cannot fail, you know. Proverbs says you can make mistake. I can make mistake. I can say something and say, oh, I'm sorry. Are you there? Not God. And that is why Balaam, that false prophet, when he tried to call the children of God This seed of Abraham that this promise in the physical pertain to. He tried and tried and tried and failed. Then the time came now. What has God spoken to you? Bela, the king of Moab, asking. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and as he not bring it to. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What wonderful scripture. Amen. God is not a man, 23:19, that he should lie. It's not you. It's not me. God, who made this promise and swear by himself. He could not swear by the sun. He could not swear by the moon. He could not swear by the earth. He could not swear by the Atlantic Ocean. He swore by himself that the blessing that will bless you and your seed will, you know, will possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, including we Gentiles. Hallelujah. Oh, my, oh, my. Then, Balaam could say, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? Look at the scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Has God ever spoken anything and failed? When he said, your seed will sojourn in the Sinai for 400 years, he didn't bring it to come to pass.
Oh my.
When he said he was going to deliver them, and not only that, that he was going to go out with great substance, did he do it? Has he ever spoken anything and did not bring it to come to pass? No, sir. Or has he spoken and shall not make it good? Our God is infallible. Amen. Because why? He is infinite. You are limited. I am limited. Any man is limited. Man can make a promise and withdraw his word. Not God. God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so, after, no, then the Bible made us know that in Genesis 15 here, God now called Abraham and said to him, I am, and after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. Exceeding great reward. Now listen to this here. Hallelujah. I am thy shield. If God is your shield, how is the devil going to hit you? No cause for alarm. Jesus lives. Jesus reigns. He can never forsake his soul. You know what shield is for? It's for defense. Is that right? That's why the Bible made us to know. Take on the shield of faith. The shield. When the gladiators are fighting, you know, you have something that will be holding there. Then when they hold it there like this, in whichever way the sword is coming, use it to do what? To defend yourself. As a guard. Amen. And God Almighty, Jehovah God is saying to Father Abraham, and whatever he says here to Father Abraham is for you and me today. I am your shield and the exceeding great reward. Just for you to obey me, obey my voice. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. That is, nothing can harm you. Then the prophet said, if God is your shield, how can Satan, how can the devil hit you? See? Hallelujah. Then Abraham was beginning to have all kind of mind now. Why now? God, you made this promise unto me. You are not yet fulfilled. Then God told him to bring, we'll come back to this. But before we close, just let me pray a little. You've even made us to know here. I want to say something. I don't know whether the bride of tomorrow is here. I mean the bride on Saturday. If she's listening at home, praise the Lord. But I've made us to know. Paragraph 123. Amen and amen. God gave Abraham a sign of circumcision. Praise God. In paragraph 119, Romans said, I'm not a science seeker. I want to bring something here. Just bear with me a little. But I believe in signs. If there is no invisible sign given to man, what? No wonder people can't believe. They've gone around. And people just took all the supernatural out of the Bible. And they not. Now, a man comes up and say, I'm safe. Sure. Wait. You can't doubt him. Is that right? If a man says, I'm safe, you can't doubt him. But a man says, you say you are filled with the Holy Spirit. I cannot say for you. May God help us. You can't doubt him. The man come up the street, just as drunk as he can be, and a cigarette in his mouth, and staggering, holding a whoopee, and cursing, and you know, every breath. Cause this one, just come from my shape. What do you? Are you there? Whoopee, I'm saying. You will say, okay, he will say whoopee, and cursing every breath. He will say, I'm saved because I believe. Oh my, God help us. My church takes me in. I'm a member. What are you going to do? Praise the Lord. What are you going to do about it? There is nothing you can do. That's right. That is exactly right. But the only way that you can tell it, you can tell, is by the sign. Is that right? Well, you don't say amen. That's exactly right. You have to see the sign to show it. By their fruit, you shall know them. That's why when Jesus was quoting the scripture, and he made you to refer to it, he said, anybody can say here. He said, don't hear it by this here. Don't like I say, I hear what the preacher says. And still going on drinking. Close you can say, I hear. And still going on drinking. It's not by this ear, but by the heart you understand. Are you listening to me? Just bear with me a little. I'm coming to something. God help us. Praise the Lord. And now the Lord is telling us here. He said now, talking about the seed of Abraham. And the sign of circumcision. Listen. Paragraph 123. And every son of Abraham is circumcised today, not of the flesh. Is that right? The circumcision today is not of the flesh, but of the heart. The Holy Spirit circumcised the heart. Cast away the things of the world and make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Circumcision is cut off surplus flesh. Only the male could be circumcised. All the male were the only one was in the covenant. And the woman being married was brought in. Are you there? The woman married is brought in. Listen to the prophet. 124. There is a lot of women here, and the woman is a marvelous thing. Amen. A woman is a marvelous thing. God help us. If God could have given a man anything better than a woman, he would have done so. But he gave a woman. So you are listening to me now. The woman, the wife tomorrow or Saturday. But the man said, you are giving to that your husband to be. Hallelujah. You may wonder at me this evening. Why am I saying this? This one is here. I just want to remind our sister one thing. She's living here. Oh my woman. She's leaving us now. And he's going to be there until Jesus comes with her husband. But the prophet is saying here that a woman is given to a man. Because that made us to know if God is to give anything to a man after salvation, he could have done it. Are you there? But he gave a woman. Listen. Prophet said, today it is a woman's world. I know I'm taking your time. Just bear with me. I will leave the. We'll finish. We'll go to the prayer meeting, to the prayer station. He said today, he said, it is called woman's world. See, there are all kinds of fashions today in the land. All kinds of fanciful dresses, modern day dresses that people are wearing today. Listen to me, sisters, in the name of the Lord, don't say we are almost always on you, sister. When I say sisters, especially you are married ones. Here behind this sacred desk, how many believe that this is Malachi 4 pulpit? Sisters, may God help you. If I take your time tonight, take your time. I just bear with me. By the time I finish, you will know where I'm going. Praise the Lord. This is your kind of modern day dress, which is contrary to the Bible, contrary to the word of God. It's uncalled for. Well, God help us. I believe I should not be ashamed of this gospel. Oh, yes. Our sister has bid us goodbye last week, Thursday. With that kind of dress she sold and wore to that wedding, I believe Pastor did not know about it. I believe Mama did not know about it. I believe she has not given that dress to be sold for her by a Christian sister in this assembly. And I will say that anytime you sew your dress, don't show me your body. But I will say it. You are with me. Praise the Lord. But if you go, when you go, you are not going to disgrace the ministers here. You are going to disgrace yourself if you wear that dress in your husband's house. Because the pastor there is not a no-nonsense pastor. God help us. Bear with me a little. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to me in the name of the Lord. If a woman has the Holy Ghost, he will not take her dress and go and show me your body. You may not be palatable in your ears this evening. I'm not just speaking of somebody. I know what I'm talking about here. I'm only reminding you, you young sister, be careful of the way you are wearing your dress. When the pastor spoke here sometime last year, the following Sunday, I see somebody, just blocked her ear completely to what was being said behind the pulpit here. The following Sunday, she wore a horrible dress to this assembly. I thought, I said, did you hear what the pastor said last week? She would say she had it. But no understanding, no revelation. The same thing is still happening. Bear with me. I'm not picking on somebody. I want you to laugh. Are you with me? When I met the same sister at the convention, he wore a horrible dress again. She's not here now. God help us. You see, anywhere people come from, when they come to this place and they hear the true gospel, whatever you want to do with the word of God, you go and do. It is between you and God. Are you listening to me? God help us. Let them be the name of the Lord. If you have the Holy Ghost, you will not sew horrible dress. Praise the Lord. Because any dress that you sew to show your body, to make man to lust after you, then you are in trouble with God. God bless you. The woman is now talking here. He said, in paragraph 129, not the converted, the woman that is a Christian and a good woman is the best thing that a man could find outside of salvation. My admonition to you, sister, as you are going, make sure the word of God grips your heart. And the word of God has influence over your life. That your husband will know that, yes, truly, God has given me this lady for my partner. God help us. But one that I know good is the moral, no, is the worst thing he could find outside of salvation. Praise the Lord. Solomon said, a good woman was a jewel in a man's crown, but an unrighteous one was water in his blood. His blood is his life. And how much more could he have than water in his blood? It will kill him. I'm only putting the word of God here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you are a jewel in the house of your husband. You are a marvelous woman, a wonderful woman, Holy Ghost filled, Holy Ghost converted woman, Holy Ghost born again housewife. To a man outside of salvation is a jewel. May God bless him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you are not supposed to do all that. Remember the admonition. If you listen with all your heart, and you will grab out of this thing that the governor of his list was saying, no, this today, I believe it's for me. That look, your husband is not only your husband, he is your head, my sister. Praise the Lord. He's your head, and you must be submissive. You must reverence him. Listen to me for Christ's sake. He is to love you, and you are to reverence him. Praise the Lord. You are not supposed to say no. He said 5 words, and you say 20 words. It shows that something is wrong in your life. May God bless our soul. That with me a little. Hallelujah. Remember that, you know, like they used to say, the eyes is on the head, the mouth is on the head. The ear is on the head. The nose is on the head. Are you there? Are you following me? The eyes is on the head. The ear is on the head. The mouth is on the head. The nose is on the head. Everything now. Now, you are the body. She's the head. He is to control you. He is to rule over you. And when you pick the Bible as the traditional something that women, bride used to pick, yes, so of all the things that the in-laws brought, I think this Bible, make it your watchword all the days of your life. That's my own valedictory speech. God bless you. And God bless you that are here. May God bless our soul. Let us go ahead. I believe God . You will wonder why did they put this man on the pulpit this evening. I don't know. I never even expected to be behind the pulpit this evening. You see, man has his own thought. But God has his own thought. I was praying that, oh, so person is going to be behind the pulpit, oh, this week, and so on and so forth. Only I was called yesterday. I said, so it is God now that put me here. I'm not here by myself. Just bear with me. I don't know how to preach, but let God speak to you, and I believe God has spoken to his own children. Praise the Lord. Let's commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. Just try to admonish our sister. To know that she has been rightly taught. And if there's anything, not trying to be negative, if there's anything and she misbehaves, well, it shows that something is lacking somewhere. but not to represent the assembly, but to represent Christ, where she is going. Like some of you sisters, married sisters today, trying to control your husband, trying to rule your husband. You say 5 words, you say 10 or 20 words. You shout on him, you shout him down. You are very, very wrong. Something is wrong somewhere. You have better make your way right before the Almighty God. You may not like my speech, but I'm responsible unto God. And you are responsible to whatever you do with it. I didn't just imitate it. If it comes to my mind, it comes to my heart, it comes to my heart. So you bear with me.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much, Lord, for bringing us together again tonight for the midweek meeting since we left here on Sunday. We are grateful to you for your cares upon us, your protection. Our God, that are coming in, those students, workers, businessmen and women, those who are struggling within and without, we are very grateful to you. Thank you for your word that we have just heard. We know it will never return to you void. It will accomplish the purpose why you sent it. Lord, you have spoken to us in rebuke, in corrections, in instructions, and you have taught us doctrine. May your word find its resting place in our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Every attempt to the enemy to try to misunderstand, make us to misunderstand your will, may you stand for us, O God. Bless your servant and replenish him for the virtue that has led him. Take all the glory and honor, Lord. Professor, we cannot come into your presence and go away the same. See that we go better or go worse. But we know you have ordained us to grow better each time we come. At the end of the service, may we all grow better to our homes, having received your word. Thank you, Father. inspired and meet us as we go into prayers, is our prayers, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, as his petition.
Thank the Lord for the privilege to be in service for the midweek prayer meeting. As we have had the request, the pastor's wife is back. We thank the Lord for joining my sister and bro, and for staying messages for her. This Saturday, as we have announced before, is the wedding of Brother Abayo Majisa and Sister Endurance Anera by 10 o'clock on Saturday. They are not going to have a reception. So if you are targeting the reception, you might make the door close by the time you arrive. Immediately after the blessing, just few minutes outside, photograph whatever they are taking off of Bida. The journey is long, and some of the roads are also bad. So they are not going to wait behind for any funfare at all. They have provisions to give takeaway for people at the end of the service. But there is no reception. The one you sit down to spread tables is not going to be available. So if you want to witness it, you've got to come on time. As we have also heard from the prayer request that Sir Johnson is a bit down on earth, let's uphold her in prayers that the Lord will help her. Stroke is a bad thing. We call it partial stroke. We just pray that she quickly bounce back. We trust the Lord to be our help. God bless you. Shall rise. Now we sing unto the Lord a joyful song, and how we praise his name for the Lord. Hallelujah, oh, speak unto your joyful song, and now we praise his name, oh, for the Lord. Hallelujah, speak unto the Lord, oh, our joyful song, and now we praise.